ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear words which we hope will bring encouragement and edification. Words penned by some of the world's sanest people. I am pleased to present the reader, the crazy man.
My friends, if you get any good out of what you hear me read, please write the crazy man in care of this station, sending some good short poem or short inspirational article. I'll pass it on to others. There's a lot of truth in this. Men and nations can only be reformed in their youth. They become incorrigible as they grow old. That's by Rousseau. Watch out for the splinters. The ladder of life is full of splinters, but they always prick the hardest when we're sliding down. William L. Brownell. What is enthusiasm? Henry Chester tells us, listen. Enthusiasm is the greatest asset in the world. It beats money and power and influence. Single-handed, the enthusiast convinces and dominates where the wealth accumulated by a small army of workers would scarcely raise a tremor of interest. Enthusiasm tramples over prejudice and opposition, spurns inaction, storms the citadel of its object, and like an avalanche overwhelms and engulfs all obstacles. It is nothing more or less than faith in action. Faith and initiative, rightly combined, remove mountainous barriers and achieve the unheard of and miraculous. Set the germ of enthusiasm afloat in your plant, in your office, or on your farm. Carry it in your attitude and manner. It spreads like contagion and influences every fiber of your industry before you realize it. It means increase in production and decrease in cost. It means joy and pleasure and satisfaction to your workers. It means life, real, viral. It means spontaneous bedrock results, the vital things that pay dividends. And that was by Henry Chester. Here's some sound advice for every real citizen. Demagogues and agitators are very unpleasant, and leagues and registers may be very unpleasant, but they are incidents to a free and constitutional country, and you must put up with these inconveniences or do without many important advantages. That's by Disraeli. Ignorance well defined. Listen. Ignorance is the night of the mind, but a night without moon or star. Confucius. Time moves on. Listen. The river of time sweeps on with regular, remorseless current. There are hours when we would give all we possess if we could but check the flow of its waters. There are other hours when we long to speed them more rapidly. But desire and effort alike are futile. Whether we work or sleep, are earnest or idle, rejoice or moan in agony, the river of time flows with the same resistless flood. And it is only while the water of the river of time flows over the mill wheel of today's life that we can utilize it. Once it is past, it is in the great unreturning sea of eternity. Other opportunities will come, other waters will flow. But that which has slipped by unused is lost utterly and will return not again. Those are the words of Edward Howard Griggs. Plan your work. Listen. He who every morning plans the transactions of the day and follows out that plan carries a thread that will guide him through the labyrinth of the most busy life. The orderly arrangement of his time is like a ray of light which darts itself through all his occupations. But where no plan is laid, where the disposal of time is surrendered merely to the chance of incidents, all things lie huddled together in one chaos which admits of neither distribution nor review. That is by Victor Hugo. Carlyle said a lot in these few words. Make yourself an honest man, and then you may be sure that there is one rascal less in the world. Carlyle. I'm reading this to you and to you and the others who might be listening in. Do not keep the alabaster boxes of your love and tenderness sealed up until your friends are dead. Fill their lives with sweetness. Speak approving, cheering words while their ears can hear them and while their hearts can be thrilled by them. That's by Henry Ward Beecher. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to enjoy music by the Crazy Boys. Friends, I hope you have been benefited by what you've heard me read. I hope you might be benefited by the brief remarks that I shall now make. Are you really living or just passing the time? How much of your life have you lived and how much have you merely passed? Did you really live yesterday or was it merely an interval between things regretted in the past and things hoped for in the future? We should live every day the life that means happiness. We should be able to say, I am feeling the joy of existence. I am happy. If such is not the case in your life, turn over a new leaf. Do the things that ought to be done today. Live the kind of life that means the most to you and yours. So many people live a life which is always a tomorrow and a tomorrow, smeared up with regrets of yesterday. They continue this grind in an effort to accumulate that which they think will make them happy. It is pitiful indeed that in so many cases those who live this kind of a life turn out in their last years to be broken men and women. Listen to this. Some labor hard and labor long. Some even practice stealth with just one single goal in view, accumulating wealth. And when they have amassed their pile, have strong financial backing, they want for things gold cannot buy, they still find something lacking. Neglected families, one-time friends, for whom they had no need, were sacrificed, just cast aside, to satisfy their greed. Reverses come, their riches fade, old age creeps on, and then there has been no one pities them, just lonely, broken men. My friends, some of you can profit by remembering the sentiment expressed in those short verses. The Almighty intended that people should live normal, healthy lives. If you know the true meaning of the word happiness, health means more to you and yours than anything else in this world. We know not how long ago, but perhaps millions of years, our Creator provided a natural mineral water for suffering people of today. From his rocky reservoir at the Crazy Wells in Texas, this natural mineral water is now taken. It is crystallized and made available in this economical form to suffering humanity everywhere. At the wells, Crazy mineral water is reduced to crystal form by simple evaporation. Using Crazy water crystals, people at distant points can reconstitute Crazy mineral water in their own homes at a price they can afford to pay, and millions are drinking their way to health. We get unsolicited letters from people in all sections of the country expressing their gratitude for the relief Crazy Water Crystals brought them. I have here in my hand a letter from Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm going to read it. I have suffered for the past 11 years with stomach trouble. I have taken many different medicines to reduce gas and relieve pain caused by it with no good results. After taking one package of Crazy Water Crystals, the gas has entirely cleared away, and I can now eat anything. My stomach feels better than it has for years, and I will recommend Crazy Water Crystals to those suffering as I was. That letter is signed by Seth Williams, 270 Chicago Street, Salt Lake City, Utah. My friends, I want you to get a package of Crazy Water Crystals because I sincerely believe it will do you good. After you learn the wonders of Crazy Water, it will make me mighty happy to get a letter from you. Start drinking Crazy Water and let me know how you're getting along. It might be that I can give you some good advice or help concerning your diet or the proper way to drink the water. Address me in care of the station to which you're listening. The letter will be forwarded, and I'll answer just as quickly as possible. Give us the opportunity now to be of real and lasting service to you. Write me a letter right now. I hope and believe my reply will contain information that will be worthwhile. I'll be back with you soon. As I leave you now, remember, the greatest ambition of the crazy man is to bring you and yours and all the rest health and happiness. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a result of faulty elimination or excess acidity, you might be suffering with some chronic disease, such as high blood pressure, stomach disorders, auto intoxication, nervous ailments, neuritis, arthritis, kidney and bladder troubles, liver complaints, bad complexion, colitis or rheumatism. We want you to try Crazy Water Crystals. Crystallized Crazy Mineral Water has restored health to thousands of people. Get a package of Crazy Water Crystals today. For your protection, see that our trademark, the word crazy, is on the box. Get your pencil and paper now and be prepared to take down the information which your station announcer will give you.